Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name is Carolyn Sparks.
And what is today's date?
June 11th, 2022.
And where are we at today?
We are at the South Park Community Center Poetry Picnic.
All right. It is good to meet you. Thank you for sharing your oral history with us. The first prompt is, name some of the places, people, or things you call home.
Okay. Actually, this neighborhood is part of my history. My mother was raised just a couple of blocks down from here on Birmingham Street. And my entire family is, the ones who are deceased, is buried just right behind us up here, or in the mausoleum. So home for me has been...
I'm Christina Vega. I'm the publisher at Blue Cactus Press.
Probably not.
And thank you. We're going to have a...
Hello, welcome back. We took a little break and we are back with Carolyn.
Okay, so I was raised in the north end of Tacoma. I went to elementary school, middle school, high school, and college at the University of Puget Sound within a few blocks of my house. My mom was born in Tacoma, and my father was born in Denton, Texas, and came up here with the Army and met my mom, asked her to marry him on their first date, and she told him he was insane and said, ask me again in a year, and a year to the day, he asked her again, and they were married until my dad passed in 1989. Being from the South, my dad was raised in a small farming community. And his family they were tenant farmers on a huge ranch. And he came up to Washington with all of the biases and racism that was very predominant back in those days in the 30s and 40s and 50s. And so my mom was not that way, but didn't say too much about him. But so I was raised in a household where the N-word was uttered on occasion, and my dad was very upset with me for coming home from school with a friend who was black and coming to the house. And he actually said to me, I don't mind you being friends with her and her coming over, but I don't want to see you walking around town with her, which I was appalled at, and my mom was also. So, you know, I was a kid, so I just kind of went along with that. And then as I got older and my dad's relatives started coming to town, then I heard more racist things and was appalled. And my mom gave me the look one time and told me just to keep my mouth shut because they were going to leave the next day. So I did. And one of the things in my life, even though I was from Tacoma and hadn't had a big wide outlook or outreach, I did a lot of reading and educated myself and realized that, well, I always knew it was wrong, but knew that that wasn't the way that I was going to live my life. So fast forward to the last several years, my sister and my brother and I, all raised in the same household. My brother and I are very similar culturally, socially, politically. My sister, however, married someone in the military and has had a very small life, even though she's lived around in different places in the country and in the world. But her world has been very, very small. So she has not changed and has not grown and refuses to look at anything. When I talk about racism with her, she tells me that she's absolutely not racist, which is the bell ringer for a person who's racist. And I tell her that even though I work really hard not to be, I have to fight my upbringing, and I'm aware of it, and I think that we have to look at that and examine it all the time. So that's sort of my story about that, and that's what I'd like to say.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time, and thank you for sharing so candidly about your family.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, thanks.